Hello, Symphony Church. Today's passage is Mark chapter 7 for our Bible reading plan. And for today's devotional, I will focus on verses 24 to 30. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way, the demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Amen. Again, today's devotional will be focused just on verses 24 to 30 about the Syrophoenician woman's faith. And I credit a lot of today's material from Tim Keller's book called Jesus the King. We see a Syrophoenician woman, a Gentile, begging Jesus to drive out the demon of her daughter. And Jesus responds with this: "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Now, when you first read this passage, you might think, "Wait, what?" At least I did. "Jesus, did you just call this woman a dog? Isn't that, well, rude? What is going on here?" Tim Keller says that the word for dog here is actually a diminutive form, meaning that dog really means puppy. And Jesus isn't referring to her as a dog as an insult, but it is rather a parable. Matthew's account for the story gives us further detail that Jesus is saying that he is sent to the lost sheep of Israel to show them that he is, quote, "the fulfillment of all of Scripture's promises, the fulfillment of all the prophets, priests, and kings, the fulfillment of the temple." But then after his resurrection, Jesus immediately instructs the disciples to go and make disciples of all the nations. He is essentially telling her that there is an order first: Israel and then the Gentiles. The woman then replies, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." This response is actually incredible because she, in Keller's words, is wrestling with Jesus in the most respectful way to the parable in which Jesus has given her a combination of both a challenge and an offer. She essentially says, "Okay, I understand. I'm not from Israel. I do not worship the God that the Israelites worship. I may not have a place at the table, and I accept that. But there's more than enough on the table for everyone in the world, and I need mine now. Please help my daughter." Now, I am a big dog lover and own a dog myself, and her name is Bambi. And just like every dog, she loves food. Every time we eat at the dinner table, she comes up and sits by the feet of who she thinks will cave in to giving her human food first. And usually that's me. And it would be a little silly if I gave my entire plate to my dog before having my family eat first, right? But there's always enough to give to Bambi, and she is more than happy to eat the treats that come from my plate. Even the puppies under the table eat the children's crumbs. Keller continues to illustrate that the woman amazingly is not saying, "Lord, give me what I deserve on the basis of my goodness." She's instead saying, "Give me what I don't deserve on the basis of your goodness." Let me repeat that. She isn't saying, "Lord, give me what I deserve on the basis of my goodness," but instead is saying, "Give me what I don't deserve on the basis of your goodness." I think I was stuck on the "why the Israelites first? Do you love them more than the Gentiles?" thought for a while. But then I also realized that this all happened before the resurrection of Christ. It truly is in his loving kindness that Jesus extends compassion and love for this woman. She is a Gentile. She is a woman who in ancient times were extremely looked down upon. Jesus reaches out to this woman and heals her daughter. The story shows that Jesus truly came for the broken, the sick, the sinner, and the outsider. Now you and I, we are Gentiles, and we too are undeserving of his loving kindness. Yet Jesus bore it all on the cross, took all of our shame and iniquities so that we don't have mere crumbs from the table, but a seat prepared at a table for us. Psalm 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." And this seat was not earned by our own merits or achievements, but out of pure grace. The invitation is there, so let's pull up a seat today and commune with our Father. Let's pray. Jesus, I see so much of your love extending to the Syrophoenician woman, and in the same light you extend your love to us every day. We don't deserve it, but you invite us into your presence. We want to say yes to you today as we reflect upon your grace. May we commit this day to you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.